The FBI in Peace and War. And now, tonight's story. The Big Time Charlie.
Is this the place, driver?
Si, senor. 24 Calle Royal.
Okay. How much? Quanto?
5 pesos, senor.
Here, I've got it, Charlie.
Go on. Your money's no good tonight. Hey, our son. Keep the change.
Gracias, senor. And good luck inside.
Thanks. Same to you.
Are you sure this is the right place, Charlie? Doesn't look like any gambling joint to me. Looks more like a private house.
Well, that's what the clerk at the hotel said it looked like, didn't he?
You think they got roulette here?
Sure. Roulette, dice, anything you want. This is one of the fanciest spots in Havana. Why, the clerk told me...
Good evening, senor.
Oh, hello. My name is Barnes. Charlie Barnes. Senor Hernandez over at the hotel sent me. This is my friend, George Motley.
Oh, yes, of course, senores. We are expecting you. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Nina, the young lady will check your hat.
Did I tell you, George?
I guess you were right.
The main room is straight ahead, senores. The private games are upstairs, if you would prefer.
No, thanks. We're just here for the fun. We'll play with the common folks for a while.
As you wish, senores. Good luck.
Okay, we'll need it. Come on, George. Let's hit that roulette table while I'm hot. See you later, senor.
See you later, senores. Dolly.
Yeah?
Is Joe on the roulette table?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Our sucker has just gone in there with his friend. Give him 15 minutes at the table, and then you and Joe can go to work.
The U.S. Consul, Havana, confidential. Information reaching this bureau indicates that Dorothy Martin, Joe Martin, and Gino Santos, wanted in Las Vegas for fraud, may now be in Havana. Bureau requests cooperation with Havana Law Enforcement Agency. Please advise. Sign it, Shepherd, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
$410, $420, $430. Yes, sir. Darndest thing that ever happened to me.
You mean she was just standing next to you at the table and...
That's what I mean.
When I was over on the other side playing dice?
That's right.
And she won 10 times straight on the red or the black?
10 in a row.
And you said to her...
I didn't say anything. I just put my bet down where she did. Of course, she was only betting 5 pesos a throw, and I was laying down 50, so I said to her, look, lady, I don't know who you are, but you sure are lucky, and if you don't mind... Oh, I got it. Hello?
Senor Barnes?
Yes?
There is a Senorita Martin here who wishes to see you.
Oh, thanks. I'm expecting her. Send her right up.
She's here?
Mm-hmm.
Say, this sure is something, isn't it? Why do we tell the boys at the club, huh?
This beats what happened to Harry Stearns over in Paris, doesn't it?
It sure does. Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
You're going to give her half the money you won?
Well, of course. That's the deal we made.
You really think that she and that guy that spins the wheel are in cahoots?
Well, I sure do.
She came right out and admitted it?
No, but the minute a new fella took over the wheel, she left the table and wouldn't bet anymore. Oh, she was in cahoots, all right. I can put 2 and 2 together.
Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
You don't suppose she's an adventuress, do you?
Well, how could she be? I won, didn't I?
Well, yeah, that's true, but still...
But what?
Well, I don't know, but it says in the guidebook, look out for swindlers. It says everybody is out to trim rich Americans.
Ah, those guidebooks. That's for tourists.
Well, I know that, Charlie, but I...
Look, George, this is a vacation. Why don't you sit back and enjoy it?
Well, all right, but all I'm saying is...
I'll get it. Come on now, look alive.
All right, Charlie, all I say...
I know, but don't say it. You only live once. Oh, come in, Mrs. Martin, come in.
Thank you.
Mrs. Martin, this is my friend and business associate, George Martin.
How do you do?
George, step up and meet Lady Luck.
To Shepherd, FBI, Washington, confidential. Have informed U.S. Consul Havana Law Enforcement Agency will cooperate fully. Meeting arranged this office Thursday.
Sign it, Alvarez. Capitan of Police, Havana. Sit down, gentlemen. We will get right to work.
Thank you.
Captain, you said you had some questions you wanted to ask first.
If I may.
Of course.
A number of questions. First, do we have photographs or descriptions of these people?
No photographs, Captain. Eyewitness description.
No previous record of arrests, eh?
None as far as we can find. I'm afraid we'll have to look more for the swindle itself than the swindlers.
That is, how do you say, doing it the hard way.
Unfortunately.
Do you have notes on this swindle, Mr. Shepard?
About 20 pages of deposition we took from one of the victims, Frank.
You want to read all of this?
No, we'll let Captain Alvarez have a copy. For the purpose of the meeting, you might give him a brief outline.
Sure.
Is it a profitable swindle, Senor Bailey?
Well, they took this man in Las Vegas for $15,000, and we're sure he was only one out of many.
$15,000? Ooh, that is profitable, all right.
It certainly is, and practically foolproof.
And you have reason to believe these people have come here to Havana, eh?
We're almost certain of it, Captain.
This is the point I was going to ask. What was there to indicate Havana?
Well, as soon as the Bureau came into this case, we began tracing $1,200 in traveler's checks that was part of the swindle money.
Mm.
As you'll see when you read the deposition, the victim cashed these traveler's checks in the gambling rooms run by this man, Santos.
Uh-huh.
$400 worth of the checks were not deposited in Santos's bank, but were used several months later in Miami, Florida, to buy 3 airplane tickets to Havana.
I see.
Of course, there are other indications, but I think you'll understand them better after you're familiar with the swindle.
Yes, naturally.
Frank?
All right, Captain, here's how the scheme works. There are 3 people in on this deal. The man named Santos, the woman Dorothy Martin, and the woman's husband, Joe Martin. The basic formula is the same as in all gambling swindles. The victim is allowed to win a good sum of money on a supposedly crooked game. In this case, the game was roulette, and the victim, thinking that he and Dorothy Martin were partners against the house, allowed himself to become deeply involved.
Tuesday night last week, 300 pesos. Friday night, 350. Wednesday night this week, 400 pesos. Altogether, 2,100 pesos we have invested in this big time, Charlie. I think now it is time to cash in, eh? What do you say, Dolly?
Suits me, Gino.
Joe?
Sure, give him the hook, I say, as long as you're sure he'll bite.
I guarantee it. Just last night, he was asking me why we didn't double our bets on roulette.
Double? He's that anxious.
I never saw a sucker yet that didn't grab at an easy dollar.
Isn't it the truth? You know, as long as I'm in this business, I can never understand it. It is this capable executive, a man worth three-quarters, maybe $1,000,000. A few hundred pesos mean nothing to him, but just let him think he's getting something for nothing.
Executives, they're all alike.
For which we thank heaven.
Yeah.
Well, Dolly.
Okay. Guess I might as well get to it. Light me a cigarette, Joe.
Sure.
Fingers crossed, gents.
That's not necessary. I have complete confidence in this part of the operation.
Hotel.
Mr. Charles Barnes, please.
Senor Barnes, one moment, please.
Is he there?
Uh-huh.
Be sure to get that front of his George out of the way.
Don't worry.
Hello?
Mr. Barnes?
Yes?
This is Dorothy Martin, Mr. Barnes. Could I see you right away? It's very important.
Well, sure, Mrs. Martin. I was going to do a little sightseeing with George.
You can't wait, Mr. Barnes. I must talk to you alone immediately. It's about our present arrangement.
Is there anything wrong?
I can't tell you over the phone. Where could we meet?
Well, how about here in my room? George will be going out.
I'll be over in 10 minutes. And, Mr. Barnes?
Yes?
I'm bringing a friend of ours. You know who.
You mean...
That's right. I can't talk anymore, Mr. Barnes. Somebody may be listening. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Well?
He ate it up. Come on, Joe. Let's give the gentleman the business.
$10,000?
That's right, Mr. Barnes. You don't consider that too large a sum of money, do you?
Well, no, but...
There's no risk involved, Mr. Barnes. You merely place the money on the table, I control the wheel, and we clean up.
Yes, I understand that, but...
All right, Mr. Barnes, if you're not interested...
Oh, now, wait a minute. I didn't say that. I'm only saying $10,000, Supposing the boss of your place, that Mr. Santos...
Santos won't find out what happened till it's too late. Mrs. Martin and I will be on the plane to the States by that time.
You mean you...
Yeah. I'm leaving Santos for good.
Well, but I don't see...
I got personal reasons, Mr. Barnes. I'd rather not go into them here.
Joe...
No, darling, don't ask me.
But if Mr. Barnes is going in this with us...
What's the use?
Joe, I insist.
All right. Santos and I were partners in a big dice game back in 48. We got raided one night, and he claimed the cops took our money. I just found out a little while ago the cops never took anything. Santos kept the dough himself.
Oh, I see.
You satisfied, Dolly?
You want to get back at this Santos.
Next to cutting his throat, I'd rather take his money more than anything I know.
What do you say, Mr. Barnes?
Well...
For every dollar you lay on the table, we'll get back five. 50,000 profit, half to you, half to us.
I'd get 25,000, clear.
For one evening's fun.
Well...
We haven't lost so far, have we?
No, but...
Well, Mr. Barnes, if you don't want to come in on this...
Oh, I didn't say that. All I say is...
What, Mr. Barnes?
Well, all I say is, if we can make that kind of profit out of 10,000, why be pikers? Let's hit it for 15. Now, this is money in the pocket, George. There's absolutely no risk involved.
There isn't.
Absolutely none. This fellow that's in cahoots with Mrs. Martin controls the wheel. All we have to do is place our money on the table.
Well, you have to do.
You're not coming in with me?
Did you think I was?
Well, of course.
Charlie, didn't you ever consider the possibility of losing?
What possibility? Listen, have I lost even once so far?
Something could go wrong, couldn't it?
Well, it hasn't yet.
Well, there's always a first time.
Not with Charlie Barnes, there isn't.
Oh, that's the way Harry Stearns used to talk before he left for Paris.
Harry Stearns? Are you comparing me with Harry?
Well, now that you ask
me... Oh, George, be serious.
I am. 15,000 is a lot of money. And besides, if this is such a good thing, what do those two need us for?
Because they haven't got the 15,000 to put up. That's what for. It takes money to make money. You know that, George.
Now, don't start spouting proverbs at me. I also know that one should look before he leaps.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, a fool and his money are soon parted.
But, you know, at times you could be an awful killjoy, George.
Well, sorry.
Are we down here to have a little fun, or aren't we?
You really want to go through with us, don't you?
Oh, darn right I do.
You have more money than you know what to do with, but you still can't pass up an opportunity for more.
It isn't the money, and you know it.
Something for nothing.
Well, I didn't make my pile passing up too many of these opportunities, I can tell you that.
All right, Charlie.
Huh?
All right, you win.
You're coming in with me?
I ought to shoot myself first, but I'm coming in.
Oh, now you're talking. And you won't be sorry, George. Believe me, why, this
yeah,
is...
I know, money in my pocket. Well, I hope so.
You don't have to hope. It's as good as in the bank. And no possibility of anything going wrong, I guarantee.
To Andrews, Washington, Confidential. Havana police cooperating fully. Agent Bailey and I making rounds of local hotels, registering as American business executive. We'll advise results. Sign it, Shepherd.
Here we are, senores. We find a suite in the hotel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you kindly.
Two closets. The bath is in there. I will have the maid come up with towels.
And a bellhop with a couple of nice tall drinks for us, huh?
Immediately, senor. This is your key. My name is Hernandez. Please call the desk if you want anything.
We'll do that, sir. Here you are.
Oh, I am sorry, senor. I can't.
Go on, it's all right.
But I do not have the change for $20.
Change? Keep it. Buy yourself a yacht.
Well, thank you, senor.
Not at all. Just go and see about those drinks.
Si, right away.
Oh, and Hernandez.
Senor?
You know this town. Where can a couple of fellows find little action? Roulette, dice, 21.
Gambling, senor? Well, there is the casino.
No, none of that tourist stuff. How about one of those local spots you hear about in the States?
Well, I don't know, senor.
Be a little something in it for you, Hernandez.
For me?
Tell you what. You go over and see about those drinks. Maybe you'll think of a spot on the way.
Very well, senor. I will think.
All this cash with us. It'd be a shame not to use it. You think hard, sir.
I will, senor. I will think very hard.
We'll be waiting. Well? I don't know, Frank. Six misses so far, we should be due under the law of averages.
Maybe this is lucky seven, huh?
Maybe.
You gonna call Alvarez?
Yeah, I told him I would.
Better take that cigar out of your mouth.
Yeah, maybe I'd better.
Law of averages, huh?
As I say, we should be due, but don't bet on it, Frank. In a case like this, the odds are always with the house.
$11 on the black. How's that, Gino?
You better stop, Joe. I will begin to think that the wheel is crooked.
Just name the number and it comes up every time.
We're convinced, Joe. Let's talk business. The early crowd will start straggling.
Business? I thought it was all talk.
We don't want any slip-ups, Joe. Another drink, darling?
No, thanks.
What could slip up? That bond sucker's so anxious he can hardly wait to put down his dollars.
$15,000.
That's what the man insisted on.
Dolly.
Hmm?
What odds did you tell him?
5-1. I figured he'd play a combination.
All on one turn of the wheel?
Mm-hmm. Whenever Joe gives me the signal.
Well, I think we are ready then. Coming at midnight?
Midnight, a little after.
With his friend George, of course.
Sure, those two are like Mutt and Jeff.
All right. As soon as they lose, get them into my private room. We don't want the scene out here.
Gino.
Yes?
They're gonna squawk like the devil.
So let them. They can do nothing.
No.
Not a single thing. And if they start to get troublesome?
The old bums rush.
It will be up to the senores entirely.
You know, I almost feel sorry for those schnooks. They walked into this so beautifully.
You will not be so sorry when you see the color of their money, Dolly. Yes?
The first arrivals are here, Santos.
I'll be right there, Ramon. Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
You better stay inside for a while. Let the first ones drink a little.
Sure, Gino.
Fingers crossed for later, Joe.
Not necessary, Gino. I have complete confidence in this part of the operation.
The front room, Ramon.
Si, Santo.
Gracias. Good evening, senores.
Oh, good evening. My name is Shepherd, William Shepherd. This here is Mr. Bailey. The clerk over at our hotel said...
Yes, of course, senores. I did not expect you quite so early, but welcome and come this way, please. The young lady will check your hat.
Thank you, sir.
The bar is straight ahead at your left. If you will have a drink on the house, the games will begin shortly.
That's very good. If you don't worry about us.
But I do worry about all my customers, senor. I wish them good luck.
Well, thank you kindly, sir. Thank you. I have an idea we're going to need it.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
It's fine.
Yes?
I've got the signal. The next play is it.
No.
Yeah, next play is fine.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
George. Huh? Give me the money, George, and hurry. The next play is it.
In here, senores, please.
We were robbed, I tell you. Cheated outright.
Take it easy, Charlie.
How can I take it easy?
Now, do you mind telling me what this is all about?
I most certainly do not. Mr. Motley and I have been cheated out of $15,000 and we want it back. Your croupier is nothing but a thief.
A thief? Joe?
Yes, Joe. And that Dolly Martin with him. The both of them thieves.
Take it easy, Charlie.
Please, senor, they will hear you outside.
I want them to hear me.
Charlie, calm down a little.
I am perfectly calm. I just want my money back, that's all.
Senor Barnes, we do not usually get complaints of this sort in the House of Santos.
Well, you're sure getting one now.
I am certain you are mistaken. Joe has been with
me. We know how long he's been with you. We know a lot more about that crook than you do.
Oh?
A lot more. Is that right, George?
Well,
Tell me, Senor Motley, is this right?
Sure it is. Your Joe and that Mrs. Martin arranged for us to win a large sum of money against the house. They planned to take you, but instead they took us.
Took you?
So help me, Hannah, they did. Our number wasn't even close. Well, what's so funny?
Oh, forgive me, senor.
Every word Mr. Motler said is the truth.
But I know all of this, senores.
Huh?
Beg pardon?
All of it. Precisely what they planned. Won't either of you have a refreshing drink? I believe you're going to need it.
What do you mean you know what they planned?
Exactly that, senor. Since I'm the one who suggested the plan, I naturally know all about it.
You?
Me, senor. What story did Joe tell you this time? The one about my keeping all the money back in 48?
Mr. Santos.
Or was it the one about my stealing his wife? That one is, how do you say? A corker.
You actually mean...
I mean, senores, that you have been taken as planned. By Joe, by Dolly, and by me.
No.
Charlie.
You three were in this together?
But of course, senor.
No.
Right from the beginning.
Well, but that's...
Impossible? I'm afraid it is not, senor.
Why, of all the rotten, low, thieving...
Now, come, senor. You're not going to preach morals. You were quite willing to use this rotten, low thievery on me.
Now, listen, I...
Charlie.
What?
The man has you there. You were quite willing.
Well, that was different. That was...
Well, as a matter of fact, it wasn't, was it?
Of course. So you see, senor, it would be wise for you to accept this incident sportingly. You tried to take me, and instead you were taken. It's as simple as that.
It is.
Well, isn't it? What's so funny?
Forgive me, Santos. I was merely anticipating how you would look when you found out.
Found out?
Do I tell him, George, or will you?
Oh, you go ahead, Charlie.
Tell me what?
It isn't anywhere near as simple as you think, Santos.
I'm afraid I don't follow you, senor.
Well, you're going to catch up awful darn fast. You tried to take us, and instead you were taken. It's as simple as that, Santos. Didn't you notice the two gentlemen who came in early tonight? Mr. Shepherd and Mr. Bailey?
Well, of course I noticed them. What have they got to do with this?
Everything. Those gentlemen are from the U.S. government.
Huh?
FBI, Santos. They fixed the entire setup for this evening.
No.
Yes. The clerk at the hotel asked us to introduce them to the games tonight. But they asked us to do something else instead. I think we cooperated beautifully, don't you?
You're lying. You're making this up.
You think so? Come in, Mr. Bailey.
All right, get in, both of you.
Dolly.
I'm sorry, Gino.
Joe, what happened?
Frankly, Gino, it happened so fast, I'm still not sure. Mr. Shepherd here can give you the answers.
Mr. Shepherd. I demand a full explanation of this.
You'll get one, Santos, just as soon as we arrive at Captain Alvarez's office. Good work, gentlemen.
Yeah, we thought so. He really ate it up, didn't he, George?
There has been a terrible mistake.
Oh, we know all about it.
It would be wise for you to accept this incident sportingly, Santos.
Shall we all get started?
No. I'm not going anywhere.
You aren't?
Unless, of course, you insist.
That's more like it. Dolly?
Yeah, sure. Come on, Joe.
Yeah.
Dolly?
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Barnes. Everybody gets a bad break once in a while. Only next time I'm going to watch my step when I pick a big-time Charlie.
Offering a feeble defense in the face of incontrovertible evidence of a conspiracy to defraud, Joe and Dorothy Martin and their partner, Gino Santos, were returned to the United States where they were tried and sentenced to terms of 5 years each in prison. Mr. Charles Barnes and Mr. George Motley gave anxious testimony in court, and thus an end was put to the small-time swindlers who almost took the big-time Charlie. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to FBI in Peace and War. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.